faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents...
The Adventures of Superman. Today, while Superman's friends Batman and Robin pick up a slim clue to his whereabouts, the Man of Steel lies helpless at the mercy of the murderous George Latimer.
You know, somebody in your crowd is going to be first. The first to collect the whole brand new series of comic buttons Kellogg's Pep is putting out. And that somebody could be you if you just look for the comic button in every Pep package. 18 different comic strip characters to wear pinned on your jacket or your dress or cap. So get in on the fun of collecting them all. Maul Winkle and Tiny Tim, Flat Top, Superman, and all the rest. Get the thrill of swapping duplicates with your pals. And be sure to be around for the surprise when it's time to open a new package of Pep. You never know which button you're going to find inside, but you do know it'll be a true-to-life picture of a famous funny paper character. And here's the payoff. Here's how simple it is to get these Pep comic buttons. You don't have to send in any money, not even a box stop, and you can't buy them anywhere. They come only as exclusive prizes, one in every package of Kellogg's Pep you open. And remember, too, when you open a package of Pep, that you're in for some terrifically good eating, because these toasted whole wheat flakes are packed with catchy sunshine flavor that puts come on in every bite. So for prize eating and exciting prizes, get P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now the adventures of Superman.
As you remember, a crooked politician named Big George Latimer, who feared and hated Superman, obtained the last remaining piece of kryptonite in the world. A strange metallic substance torn from the exploded planet on which Superman was born, and which in the atmosphere of the Earth robs the Man of Steel of all his strength when it is placed within 10 feet of him. Determined to destroy Superman forever, Latimer weakened him by exposure to the kryptonite, and then transported him to a hideout where he set out to slowly starve him to death. But worried by the relentless pursuit of Superman's friends, the famous Batman and Robin, Latimer decided he must find a swifter way to finish his hated enemy. He called in a certain Dr. Marsh, a brilliant physician and scientist who had worked for the Nazis. And after analyzing the kryptonite, Marsh delivered his report.
I have solved your problem, Mr. Latimer. I believe I can put Superman out of your way forever.
As we continue now, in a farmhouse near Metropolis, Big George Latimer questions the German scientist.
You mean you found a way to destroy Superman quickly, Dr. Marsh?
If you are asking me, can I take his life, Mr. Latimer, the answer is no.
But you just said...
Let me finish, please. I cannot take his life. His body is indestructible. But I can, by means of the kryptonite, render useless a portion of his brain.
His brain?
Yeah, a portion of it. The brain, as you know, governs every action of the human body. When you so much as wiggle a finger, the command must come first from the brain.
Yes, I know that.
When a specific portion of the brain is blocked off and made useless, the individual can no longer think. Superman will be unable to remember anything that has gone before.
He won't remember anything?
Nothing. Not even his own name. Furthermore, he will be rendered weak for the rest of his life.
You say you can do this to Superman?
Yeah. I can do it with the kryptonite.
But the kryptonite only weakens him. Once you move it more than 10 feet away from him, he regains his strength and power.
I know that too. But this kryptonite has amazing properties. And for some reason, Superman is susceptible to them.
Yes, I know.
Well, once the kryptonite is introduced into his bloodstream, it will block off a certain portion of his brain.
How are you going to get the stuff into his bloodstream? His skin is impenetrable, you know.
So you told me. Fortunately, being a chemist as well as a physician, I discovered a means to liquefy the small piece of kryptonite you brought me.
Liquefy it? Oh,
here.
You mean...
I have it here, in this bottle.
That stuff looks like water. The kryptonite is green.
I was able to remove the color. It has no odor either. 6 drops in a glass of water or milk, and Superman will never be able to detect it.
6 drops in a glass of milk will do the trick?
6 drops every 2 hours for 24 hours.
If you're right, Marsh...
I know I'm right. Try it and see for yourself. Give Superman these drops of liquid kryptonite for 24 hours and you will never need to fear him again.
Okay. We'll start right now. If it works, Marsh, I'll make you the head of the State Health Department.
Wunderbar.
But if it doesn't...
It will. Come, I will show you. Where is Superman?
Back in the barn, the haymow. Follow me. There he is, Marsh. The great Superman. Helpless as a newborn babe. Look at him.
So this is Superman.
Go ahead and laugh, Latimer. My time will come.
I've got news for you, Superman.
Really?
Yes. I'm going to let you go.
Let me go?
That's right. I've had my revenge. I've ruined your reputation and built myself back into political power. You can't harm me now, so I'm going to let you go.
I'll believe it when you move that piece of kryptonite away from me.
I will, in a moment. And to show my good faith, Gus.
Yeah, boys.
Yeah, boys.
Bring that sandwich and glass of milk. Poor fellow. You haven't had anything to eat or drink for 3 days, Marsh.
Oh, that is too bad.
Yeah, boys.
Thanks. Here, Superman.
Never mind the banquet. Just move that piece of kryptonite.
Have your sandwich and milk first. Then I'll move the kryptonite.
If you mean what you say, you'll move it now.
Are you going to drink that milk?
Oh, so it's the milk you're anxious about. I suppose you put poison in it.
Don't be a fool.
You're wasting your time, Latimer. You tried poison on me before and it didn't work. You're done for, whatever you do. Even if you could starve me to death, it would take months. By that time, my friends and the police would...
I have wasted enough of my time. Hold his head, Gus. We'll pour this stuff down his throat.
Oh, you. Come on. Open your mouth.
Give me the glass, Dr. Marsh.
Yeah, here it is.
Now, Superman, we'll see how you like this. Well, how about it, Dr. Marsh? It's 30 minutes since we gave him that stuff. You said in 30 minutes.
Wait, Mr. Latimer. He has been asleep. He's just waking up. Now listen. You, mister, what is your name?
Huh?
Oh. Who are you?
Never mind who I am. Who are you? What is your name?
Me? Oh, that's funny. I can't seem to remember.
You hear, Mr. Latimer?
Yes. Wonderful, Doc.
Can't seem to... Oh, yes, I'm Superman. Yes, that's who I am. Superman.
You remember, this stuff's no good.
He saw his costume, the red cape. That recalled his name to him. You must remove his costume and place other clothes on him. Perhaps those overalls hanging on the wall.
All right. But are you sure that's what did it?
I am positive. His memory is already diminishing. Listen. This gentleman beside me, who is he, Superman?
He? Oh, it seems to me I've seen him someplace before, but I...
You don't remember who I am?
Oh, I'm sorry. You look familiar. I have a feeling I ought to know your name, but... I don't know. I can't seem to recall it.
It is working, Marsh.
Yeah, I told you it would. Remove his costume and put on the overalls. Then give him the 6 drops of kryptonite in milk or water every 2 hours. And tomorrow at this time, he will be helpless. A man without a memory.
Dazed, Superman stares from the swarthy, owl-eyed Dr. Marsh to the exultant George Latimer. Apparently, the ex-Nazi physician was right, and the liquid kryptonite is beginning to affect Superman's brain. What will happen? We'll return in a moment for the exciting climax of today's episode. So, stand by!
Say, do you know what Gravel Gertie's been doing lately? Have you seen B.O. Plenty in the funny papers? And have you got these familiar characters in your collection of comic buttons that brand new series Kellogg's Pep is putting out? Well, here's a partial list of this new series. Moll Winkle, Mr. Bibbs, the Winnie Winkle twins, Denny Dimwit, Daisy, Flat Top, Wilmer, and Superman, of course. Isn't that a gallery of comic strip favorites? Yes, sir, you'll get a kick out of collecting them all and swapping duplicates with your friends and getting a surprise comic button every time you open a new package of Kellogg's Pep. And remember, that's the only way you can get these Pep comic buttons. You can't buy them anywhere, and you don't send in any money, not even a box stop. But you just keep supplied with Pep and look for your prize inside every package you open. Keep on the lookout for a grand breakfast dish, too. Kellogg's Pep is called the Sunshine Cereal. Toasted whole wheat flakes with a catchy sunshine flavor. Good for you, with an extra amount of energy vitamin B1 to help keep you going through the day, and added sunshine vitamin D. Remember, for prize eating and exciting prizes, get P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
Having searched vainly through the day and preceding night for Superman, Batman, looking haggard and drawn, has received an urgent message from Perry White. And as we join him now, he is with the gray-haired editor in his office at the Daily Planet.
We lost Latimer's trail completely after he got to the old mill, Mr. White. Candy Myers and Robin and I searched all
night. Never mind Latimer, Batman, and never mind Superman either. He can take care of himself. What worries me is that Clark Kent has disappeared.
Of course he has. Haven't you been paying any attention to what I've been telling you?
What do you mean? You didn't say anything about Kent?
I said I was sure Latimer had him at the old mill, didn't I? But by the time I got there with Robin...
You said Latimer had Superman.
Well?
Well, what? Superman isn't Kent, is he?
Well, sure he...
What?
No. I was thinking of Latimer, and I was going to say, sure he had Kent.
What? You mean Latimer's got Kent, too?
That's right. Unless we find him in a hurry...
Why is he holding Kent?
Well, Kent had a lot to do with sending him to prison, and Kent knows he used the kryptonite on Superman and everything else.
Why the dirty... I'll get the FBI after him. Abduction is a capital offense in this state, and I'll send him to the chair.
We've got to catch him first.
I'll catch him. Miss Blacklock, get me the FBI. Then get me Inspector Henderson. Hurry. I'll fix Mr. Latimer's wagon. I'll...
Oh, sure, go ahead.
Hello. What? Who? Yes, he's here. Just a minute. Candy Myers, the private detective, wants to talk to you, Batman.
Candy, eh?
Yeah.
I left him with Robin, thanks. Hello, Candy, what gives? Yes? Yes? What? You did?
What is it?
Where? No kidding. You bet I'll be out there. I'm leaving right this minute. Right, so long.
Well, what is it, Batman? What did Candy say?
He thinks he picked up a clue to Latimer and Superman.
He did? Where?
No time to talk now, Mr. White. I've got to join Candy and Robin. So long.
Hurrying from Perry White's office, Batman races off to join Private Detective Candy Myers and Robin. What clue has Candy discovered? Will it lead Superman's friends to Latimer's hideout before the liquid kryptonite can complete its deadly work? We'll find out in tomorrow's exciting episode. So be sure to tune in. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines that is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. How'd you like to learn about the birds that are around now that the weather's warmer? You know, like the flycatcher and the warbler? Well, start collecting the full-color bird pictures that come one in every package of Kellogg's Crumbles. Get set to collect all 24 in the series and to swap duplicates with your friends. And get a colorful album, too, so that you can paste in your collection. Full instructions for sending in are on the side of every Crumbles package. Just ask Mother for Crumbles, those crinkly, sort of sweet and metal-rich shreds of whole wheat, Kellogg's Crumbles. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.